Morning, Radio.
Good morning. Could I please speak to Mike Toolan?
What is it regarding, please?
Just tell me it's Stephen Winstanley. It's quite urgent, actually.
Pardon?
It's Stephen Winstanley.
Right, it's
quite urgent.
The line's engaged, just a minute, please.
Thank you.
Can he call you back later, please?
No, I really do...
Well, that's what it just says to me, Stephen. I'm sorry.
Listen, it really is very, very urgent. It's a personal call.
Just a minute.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. Is that Mike?
Yes, it is.
Hello, good morning, Mike. How are you?
Stephen Winstanley.
It is indeed. How are you?
Right, you're the guy with the design the logo.
That's right, I am.
Right, okay.
How do you feel about it? Is it a good one?
I'm sorry?
How do you feel about it? Is it a good one?
Well, I can't... Yeah, it was okay, as I remember.
Excellent.
But listen,
glad
Stephen,
to hear
in
it.
All fairness, I shouldn't really talk to you about this. This is in the hands of, like, our managing director at the moment.
Why is that, Mike?
Because, I mean, it was... Well, I can't even talk to you, but I'll tell you what, I'll have a word with my bosses and I'll call you back after the show.
Listen, mate, the problem is, you see, is I'm actually sort of, like, finishing today, you know, obviously for Christmas, and I really need to speak to you right now about it.
Well, I can't. I'm rushing off to do my show now.
Well, like, obviously I can appreciate that, but I'm in very, very serious trouble at work if I don't get this thing sorted before Christmas.
Right, listen, I'm going to put you through to our accounts department. Can you just hang on there for a second?
I can do.
I'm sorry, but I'm not prepared to take this. So, just one moment, I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Now, what number are you on?
Hello.
Hello, Mike. Well, I'm sorry about this. I've already spoken to Tony Dewhurst.
You have, yeah?
Yeah, and he's actually told me that I have to speak to you direct about it. And, of course, as I've already said to you, you know, the only problem that I've got is that, really, I've got such a busy day now that I've got to get out. And it's our sort of like our Christmas do today, you see, so I need to get out and get this thing sorted.
Yeah, well, there's no way... I'm sorry, I really can't get into this conversation right now, Stephen.
I can't understand why. I mean...
Because no money or anything was talked about, and you've just invoiced us at the last minute. You spoke to me on air. I mean, if you've heard the show, we always sort of have chats with people, and I was sort of, you know, it was said in a jovial sort of comment, and I said, oh, wow, design, it's a logo. And you said, okay, like blah, 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 and it was sort of goodbye click. Then you come back with this... and then a bill for 260 whatever quid.
I don't think you seem to sort of like understand the way that we work, Mike.
No. You don't understand the way we work. I have absolutely no use for a logo. There's nothing I could possibly use it for. I broadcast a program. Where would a logo go? I said it to you as a jovial off the cuff comment. I thought the best thing you'd sort of do a tiny sketch as a favour. I'd just given you a free meal.
Yeah.
And you'd send it to me. I had no idea you'd come back with a like a really detailed thing, 268 quid.
First of all, with respect, it wasn't you that gave me the free meal. It was a tavern fare that gave me the free meal. Oh, look, I mean, look.
Yeah, but I've got 30 faxes, and I picked out your one. I phoned you, and I often make jokes to people on air, like, oh, right, send us a bag of spuds, you know, if they're a grocer's or something.
Right,
and I
okay.
said, oh, right, do us a logo. And I had no idea. I swear on my life, I had no idea. I mean, I have absolutely no use for a logo. I had no idea you'd actually send one.
Oh.
And if you had done, I'd... You know, there was no money talked about.
Well, the problem was, you see, is that...
I've really got to go. I'm on air in 10 minutes. I've got to... Can you call me back after the show?
Well, look, mate. Obviously, what happened is that I was so excited that you'd sort of, like, phoned me in the first place.
Yeah. It was a good phone call. I remember you being a nice chap.
That's right. I mean, I went straight to my artist and said, look, you know, can you please design this logo? Get it done now so we can get things organised and get moving.
Yeah, but I never asked you to do that.
Look,
I said a jovial comment on air for the sake of entertainment.
Right.
I said, oh, why don't you design us a morning show logo? And you said, okay, bye. And then we said no more about it. And then you go and design it and slap a 268 quid bill on us. It was said for the sake of entertainment. It was just a sort of a passing comment. I have 1.5 minutes to fill. You're a designer.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, the sort of the chit-chat we come up with. I saw my life, I had no idea you'd do that.
Do you realise now that my boss was obviously very delighted we were doing PR work for Rock
yeah,
FM?
You completely misunderstood me, though.
Yeah, but...
I've got to go. Really, I've got to go.
I'll
be back after the show.
No, listen, mate, before you go. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Right, listen, I've got one thing to say to you, Sunshine.
What?
You've been toolanized.
You are joking.
Mike, I never joke.
You are a
bleep bleep
you're
bleep
in
bleep
three now.
I'm in Studio 3. There's me. There's my boss.
You are a put that on the air.
Listen, man, I didn't quite catch that. Can you repeat it, please?
You've been toolanized,
Michael.
to all the listeners from everyone at Rock FM, a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you.